Key number five, be honest about the problem. And I've already kind of related to this, but it's a good thing to remind yourself, don't pretend it's not there. See, I used to be the kind of person that in my business, I didn't want to know about the problems. I was out there busy trying to help people. Gosh, if I have to think about these problems too, I'm going to be overwhelmed. And that's how I got in the position where this $190,000 thing happened. That's how I got in a position where somebody embezzled all this money. I'm still finding out things because I didn't want to look at reality, because I didn't want to have to deal with the problem. I just wanted to pretend it wasn't there. Be honest with yourself. If there's a problem, face it and handle it. And the way to do it's real simple. Number one, see it as it really is. Don't kid yourself. Be accurate. Don't see it worse than it is, though, either. That's a great way to overwhelm yourself. And secondly, see it better than it is. See, take a look at what it can become. Become a possibility person about the situation. Ask yourself, if I turn this thing around, how could it benefit me? If we turn this thing around, how could it make it stronger or better? If I'd already turned it around, how did I do it? And then the third key is, once you've seen it how it is and you've seen it better than it is, then make it the way you now see it. Make it better than it is. Take those actions that are necessary, realizing it may be small steps at first, but if you make any progress towards solving a problem, you'll get momentum. And momentum will carry you, and all of a sudden you'll come up with bigger and better solutions till pretty soon that problem really is an opportunity. Key number six to solving problems is simple. Control the focus of your mind. Now, questions are one of the best ways to do this, but here's a ratio that I've used for years in solving problems. Very simple. Think of it this way. If you got a problem, spend 20% of your time on the problem, 80% of your time on the solution. If you find anybody who's got a problem that persists over and over again, they can't come up with a solution, I can tell you why right now. Most of the time is they violated all the things we've talked about so far. They have a horrible attitude about it. They're angry. They think, my gosh, I'm not the source of the problem. How come I have to solve it? Which makes them angry. It doesn't lead them to the solution. They're asking lousy questions of themselves. They're in a situation where they look at it as this big problem that's outside their control, and they're in a position where they aren't changing the way they feel physically. They're just getting more and more angry. They're stuck in one position, storing up all that negative emotion. They're not being honest with themselves. They're trying to pretend like it's not there, or they're trying to say it doesn't have to be dealt with, or somebody else should deal with it. Problems don't go away until we take responsibility. But the key is, if you want to turn it around, those people that aren't turning around, they're focusing on the problem 80% of the time, or 90, and only 10 or 20% of the time on the solution. Turn this ratio around. See, the best way to handle a problem is focus continuously, once you've defined it, on what is the solution. I have a strategy I call decimate a problem. The way you decimate a problem is you take out a journal or a chalkboard or some poster paper, and you get a bunch of people in the room, and you sit down, and you brainstorm like crazy, what are solutions to this problem? What are 100 ways to destroy this problem? We go after the problem like it's our prey. We're the hunters. We're not being hunted by the problem. We're in charge. We're in control. Tell me 100 ways we're going to destroy this problem. And what we begin to do is brainstorm. Now, here's the key. If you start to write down an idea like, well, here's one way to deal with it, and then you go, no, that's not going to work, you'll never get to the solution. If you want to decimate a problem, then what you've got to do is just brainstorm like crazy and know that maybe 90% of your ideas, maybe 50%, maybe 10%, I don't know, but a large percentage of them aren't going to be worth a darn. They're not going to solve the problem. But don't judge your ideas. First, get them out. Because when you got 100 ways to destroy a problem up on the board, some of those ideas may not work, but as you look at them, you come up with an even better idea. So decimate the problem by focusing on the solution for a good 20 minutes straight, just brainstorming, keeping the pen going, not allowing yourself to stop and analyze your solution, just one after another after another. And even if you think you've already solved the problem, decimating the problem is more than solving it. Because as you now come up with 100 ways to deal with it, you'll come up with solutions to future problems. You'll start coming up with things you never thought of before. If you start to feel overwhelmed by problems, realize this, you're probably over-chunked. What do I mean by that? I mean you need to chunk things down. You're trying to solve too many problems at one time. Stop and look at one possible solution for one area of the problem. See, that's critical. Sit down and define the problem and then spend 80% of your time focusing on the solution. But as you do it, focus on one aspect of the problem. And what's several solutions to that one aspect? What's another aspect of the problem? What are several solutions to it? Sometimes you try and solve the whole problem all at once, you're gonna have a challenge. But you won't have any challenge if you chunk it down. That's a critical strategy for dealing with problems.